here, Rick Adams, the program, Uncensored Radio, Free America. Hello, America. Hello, world. Yes, indeed. Your radio avenger is here once again tonight. And we are here for the hour, as we are every night from 9 to 10 Central Time, coast to coast, and, of course, country to country. And we're on rbnlive.com. That's Republic Broadcasting Network. And, of course, tonight we have an open forum later in the week, a guest or two, and we'll talk more about that. But first, I'd like to take this time to introduce to you, well, a writing, if you will, that many of you will remember the author of. You remember Taylor Caldwell, the famous writer, who, of course, also had some of her novels adopted and adapted for television. I guess one of them was The Captains and the Kings. And Taylor Caldwell was a prolific novelist and also a very, very committed conservative, anti-globalist, pro-American, pro-individualist type of individual. And she, of course, wrote a particular piece, a story, that became encapsulated, if you will, on a radio broadcast many years ago called the Dan Smoot Report. Now, those of you who live in Texas, of course, probably remember Dan Smoot and the Dan Smoot Report, because, of course, he just passed away about a couple of years ago. But Dan Smoot was one of those early broadcasters, people who would come on the air, and with others, of course, at that particular time in the late 50s, early 60s, realizing how endangered America had become, how imperiled she had become. And Mr. Smoot had worked for the FBI for a number of years, about 9 and a half to be exact, and he decided to go on his own and create the Dan Smoot Report from Dallas, Texas. And, of course, I've always marveled at his great, prolific constitutional skills and his knowledge and just his pro-Americanism all the way. Well, anyway, tonight what I'm going to do in the next segment after the break is I'm going to attempt to, through my skills of oral interpretation, read for you the story of this nation called Honoria. Many of you will know right up front, probably, what nation we're talking about. It's an allegorical piece, that is, that it runs parallel to another story of another nation. So I'm reading it tonight for a purpose. I'm hoping that people will see just where we are in history today and think about it. A rather reflective and heavy concept tonight. It just dawned on me. You know, before I come to the broadcast, sometimes I'm not sure exactly what I'm going to talk about. And so I seek the Lord's face, and sure enough, he tells me what to talk about. He gives me an inkling, an idea as to what I should be broadcasting about. And tonight, he gave me this idea. He said, let's talk about Honoria by Taylor Caldwell. Now, I want you to listen very carefully when we begin the story, and we may be interrupted by one break or so, but we'll complete it. And then we'll take your phone calls if you are so inclined to comment as to where we are in time and in history regarding this story of Honoria. Honoria is spelled H-O-N-O-R-I-A. And as I said to you earlier, Taylor Caldwell wrote the story. She was one brave, bold, and very intelligent lady. And her presence, of course, made a difference in America. We'll be doing that and talking about Honoria as we come back on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
In Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Did you read this? Chicago just became the murder capital of America.
I don't understand. It's been a felony to have a gun since 95. I thought that was supposed to prevent murders, not increase them.
Criminals will always find a way to get guns, while the rest of us are just left defenseless.
Chicago authorities have seized over 75,000 firearms since 1995. And now, Chicago's murder rate is twice as high as New York City. Tonight, while you're asleep, criminals will be at work.
Not in Kennesaw, Georgia. In 1982, our city passed a law requiring every household to have a gun. It terrified the criminals, and our violent crime rate is now 75% below the national average. We sleep well here in Kennesaw.
Americans who own guns prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year and save lives. Get the facts. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we are back on Uncensored Radio Free America. Hello there. The hour is late, but not too late. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. The story of Honoria by internationally famous novelist Taylor Caldwell. Once upon a time, some courageous men decided to leave their own country, which did not encourage freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and freedom of the individual. They wanted to establish a new country where men could be free. So these men who wanted freedom became pilgrims. They migrated to an uncivilized land inhabited only by barbarians, enduring terrible hardship to get there. When they landed in that savage region, they stood upon a great rock. There they did homage to their god for guiding them during their arduous journey. To this day, that rock is one of the most famous monuments in the world. The pilgrims weren't very kind to the natives of the region, but kindness is not usually an attribute of the human race, not even among just men earnestly seeking freedom and justice for themselves. One of the first things these pilgrims did was to build a house of worship in the wilderness, a crude, rude house, but still a house of worship. There they would gather not just on holy days, but every day to pray. They had a special day in the year, too, to give thanks for their blessings. And they would walk through the silent fields and wild forests on that day, armed and watchful against the savages. The Pilgrims were stern and austere men. They believed in their God, but they also believed in work, hard, driving, determined work. They established schools under religious leaders. The old corrupt countries laughed at the Pilgrims, laughed at their poverty, their hard work, their educational efforts, their single-hearted devotion to religion, their dedication to a simple, strenuous, virtuous life. In fact, in one of the old countries, a famous playwright wrote an amusing play on the Pilgrims, a sensationally funny piece that brought many honors to the playwright. You can still read his play today if you wish. The Pilgrims were intolerant of wrongdoings. They used whips and gallows to punish criminals. Their clergymen preached stern virtue and selfless dedication. They had no patience with the weak and degenerate, who, if they are pampered, become the cancer of a nation. And as the Pilgrims had endured so much to come so far, there was no place in their community for those who would destroy them and what they were building. Other colonists came and established other colonies over a period of more than 300 years. But these colonies and the colonies of the Pilgrims were not yet one nation. They were small, unintegrated colonies under the shadow of powerful nations from which the colonists had fled. But all of the colonists had one thing in common. They fled from oppression, hoping to live in peace with as much justice as men can dredge up for themselves. They had all they had of the endless wars and endless taxation, endless bureaucrats, endless arrogant rulers. In the sight of their God, as they wrote over and over, they had established a new nation. Over 300 years went by. The colonies were flourishing everywhere. The breath of freedom blew over them like a mighty wind, clear, sharp, invigorating, stirring men's souls, lighting up their hearts, strengthening their arms, making their spirits incandescent. Some of the noblest literature ever written by men was created in those colonies. Some of the noblest architecture, some of the noblest precepts. Facades of our modern government buildings bear some of the legends written in those days: liberty, justice, and freedom of worship. Eventually, the Pilgrims, those severe, strict men, became more tolerant of their neighbors and did business with them. They sent their best writers, best artisans, best agriculturalists to the other colonies, in return received a little laughter and gaiety. For 300 years that went on, and God blessed the colonies, this new nation, not yet one nation, which I have called Honoria. One of the old corrupt countries, greedy for exploitation, despising the simplicity and moral laws of the colonies, and anxious to tax them and put them once more under oppression, sent tax agents to the big city of the Pilgrims. Word of the terror ran through the colonies like the sound of a drum, awakening free men to the knowledge of peril. The colonies sent their greatest men as representatives to a general assembly of all the colonies. They knew that their destinies lay together. They looked about for a leader and found him, a prosperous gentleman farmer, a man concerned only with agriculture, but a man of learning. Above all, he was a man. They sent representatives to him, and he stood in his fields with his hand on the plow. He shook the dust off the fields from his feet and went to the city. Now this man united the colonies. This nobleman, who will never be forgotten as long as free men dare to speak, won his fight against corrupt politicians, and he returned to his fields. The United Colonies became a nation, Honoria. The day of their great and growing power had dawned. The new nation had two houses of government. The most powerful was the Senate. No one could be elected to the Senate unless he was a man of probity, honor, patriotism, and religion. But that was in the early days of the Republic. For Honoria was a republic, though she is a republic no longer. Honoria in those days distrusted militarism, hated wars. Her ideal was freedom under God. The senators knew that they must support the Republic and shun intrigue with foreign nations or suffer severe punishment. For a long time, a very long time, the senators did not betray their people. A civil war ultimately divided the Republic, a bloody fratricidal war. A leader of the Republic was assassinated. He had led the country in a war to keep the nation united, but he had enemies. Many plays and books have been written about this leader. Honoria, after that bloody civil war, and after many, many men were executed because of it, suddenly and mysteriously changed direction. She was a real power in the world now. The old corrupt countries who had hoped to see her divided and ruined by the civil war had to take into account their calculations, although she was still being called vulgar and uncultured and gross. The old corrupt country sent ambassadors to Honoria. Tens of thousands of immigrants came to Honoria from the old countries. Many of them went like the ancient pilgrims fleeing from oppression. But many came because Honoria was rich and they cared nothing for her traditions. Many of her senators became ambitious, and ambition for power brought corruption. They began to make deals with leaders of important factions. They became arrogant and often depraved. They forgot their Spartan beginnings. They began to sneer at the pilgrims and their severe laws and austerities. The senators, many of them, who became rich in worldly goods but very poor in knowledge of what had been the source of their great nation, well, they began to despise this very republic for which they stood. The republic, which had grown strong by not engaging in foreign entanglements, now became entangled. What was the purpose of the entanglements? Oh, the leaders said alliances were necessary to defend the civilized world. But the real purpose was to satisfy the greedy ambitions and allay the sickly fears of the leaders. The alliances brought wars, and the wars brought taxes. But the citizens of Honoria did not resist, because war also brought an increase in trade and industry. The citizens of Honoria, blissfully enjoying their new prosperity, did not mind the taxation at first. Their leaders had told them it would be imposed only on the rich fellows, and the fellows with big houses and servants. The silly citizens nodded their heads soberly. Let the rich fellows pay and support the rest of the country. The citizens were beginning to think of security. They wanted public auditoriums for sports paid for by tax money. They wanted bigger and better roads. They wanted pensions, support at public expense when they felt disinclined to work. And more were becoming disinclined to work. Farms? That was for the horses. Industrious toil? No, that was for the stupid. Now the farmers moved into the scene. They were resentful of the special interest groups in the city. They sent petitions to their senators. They demanded subsidies, price supports. The senators, wanting support for their own schemes, passed laws granting subsidies for the farmers, and the government bought up the surplus crops and stored them in warehouses where they rotted away. Now the industrialists moved in. They must have tax benefits. It never occurred to them, or perhaps it did, that taxation in itself was an evil. Finally, government, urged on by greedy groups and minorities, became the all-powerful state. It guaranteed to protect the people from all the forces of nature, floods, hurricanes, landslides. Failure of crops and taxation grew and grew. Honoria had always been distinguished by a strong, sturdy industrialist middle class, composed of farmers, artisans, shopkeepers, various and others as well, devout men and women. But the middle class presented a threat to an all-powerful government, determined to protect the rich and the strong, and the worthless, the mean, the haters of work, the whining cowards who wanted everything for nothing. So the government decided to rid itself of the middle class. And we'll pick up on this point and the story of Honoria when we continue right here on Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams on RBNLive.com. Stay tuned. Make the way to plan, cool, everyone knew.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products, or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to HealthyCoffeeOnline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
And we're back. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America tonight, on this Tuesday night, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're reading from the short story by Taylor Caldwell called Honoria. Let's resume and we'll complete it in this segment. The middle class of Honoria stood in the way. It must be destroyed. Then the elite could rule by oppression. And the craven, the despicable, the cowards, the worthless, could live on the bodies of the nobles and heroic through taxation. But the greedy mobs could never be satisfied. They made endless demands on the senators. They stood in government offices and howled. They howled for subsidized housing, and they got it. The government corrupt and vile subsidized housing for low-income groups. It built huge projects in the very heart of the city for the mobs, with swimming pools, of course, and hot free food. Within a year or two, these housing projects became slums, for people with slum personalities inhabited them. The swimming pools collected garbage, but still the howl went up for more and more, and the senators, now the creatures of the mobs, tried to provide everything the mobs demanded. And the middle class, the backbone of the nation, they were reduced to despair. They dared not have children. They couldn't afford them. While the mob enjoyed their public housing, their free sports, their free meals, the middle class worked carelessly, ceaselessly, trying to get ahead of their tax bills, trying to live, trying to keep their schools alive for their children. It was all no use. They began to dwindle away. They had to leave their homes. The mobs moved into their houses and turned them into slum dwellings. Crime became so commonplace that it was dangerous to be on the streets at night. Morality was dead. The middle class, the hardworking, the self-reliant, slowly smothered from despair. Who cared? The mob had a full belly today, and the government promised to fill it again tomorrow. The monstrous state, the top-heavy bureaucracy, was happy. The cynical laughed among themselves. Freedom? Why, the people didn't want freedom. They wanted free bread, free entertainment, free housing. A degenerate nation deserved no freedom, no consideration. An evil old man, crippled and malformed, led the nation into more wars and foreign entanglements. He was the ruler of Honoria. Patriots were considered scoundrels. The rulers of Honoria were tools not only of the mobs, but of foreigners as well. An old general who had been victimized by the government stood up and cried aloud to Honoria to remember her past, to return to honor, to decent government, to the principles of the Founding Fathers. He was hooted down. He was a reactionary. He was eliminated, and they called him vile names. A senator dared to stand up in the Senate and cry a halt to foreign subversion of Honoria and to constant foreign aid and the draining away of the people's money. They called him a warmonger. And he, too, was driven into despair. Honoria joined a league of the world with her enemies. They exploited her. She taxed her citizens more and more to send her wheat and meat to those nations. Finally, we see what happened. Foreign tyrants and domestic mobs called the tune, and the spineless rulers of Honoria danced to those tunes. The very walls of government echoed to the ever-growing demands of more foreign aid, more security, more bread, more sports, more government, more restrictions on the proud and self-respecting. And the middle class finally died. And what of the barbarians? They looked on Honoria with contempt. They were fierce and dedicated. They had allies in the government. Who could oppose them? So the barbarians moved in. Honoria, which had given the barbarians access to the wealth of her nation at the expense of the betrayed and ruined citizens, fell from within. What is the real name of Honoria, ladies and gentlemen? The real name of Honoria is ancient Rome. Doesn't it sound so much like modern-day America today? Nearly 2,000 years stand between us and Rome, yet never before the rise of Rome and never since did two nations so remarkably resemble each other in history and splendor, rise in civilization and magnificent communication between nations, in grandeur and wealth. In strange and amazing ways, we are the counterpart of ancient Rome. Well, now the question is, will we be finished as Rome was finished? You can answer me that question. Tonight, you can tell me what you think. Taylor Caldwell paints quite a very lurid but accurate portrayal of history, ancient history, and modern parallels. Ancient Rome and the United States of America in the 21st century. We are now at that doorstep. We are now replicating everything that Rome went through in her final days, particularly their leaders like George Bush, taking their nations overseas, their nation's youth, their greatest resource overseas to foreign wars of aggression in the name of liberation, foreign wars of domination in the name of freedom. Incredible but true, isn't it? Our number here is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My name is Rick Adams. My program is Uncensored Radio Free America. And I think that tells it all, doesn't it, huh? Well, we'll take your calls and comments, if you will. We'll discuss this some more as we continue right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
We are back. In this hour, weeknight, 9 o'clock Central, right here on Republic Broadcasting, I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America is the program. Our number here is 800-313-9443. That's toll free at 800-313-9443. And I believe we've got Dwayne in Tennessee on the line. Hello, Dwayne.
Good evening, Rick.
Good evening to you, sir. What do you think?
Well, I just want to comment on the main difference between the United States and Rome is that we do have a so-called opportunity to change leaders that we've got, but dumbed down sheeple there, surface thinkers think they're going to make a difference voting for a Republican or a Democrat. We're getting what we're getting, and so I don't know, but what we don't deserve it.
Do you feel there is some time left for us to change course before it's too late?
Well, I don't know. There people have been sucked in by the major media, and they don't have sense. They're dumbed down from public education, and they don't have the sense to look below the surface. So I don't know. You know, it's going to be interesting.
Well, history does have a way of repeating itself, though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those who disregard history or who ignore history are doomed to repeat it.
And I believe it was Pogo who said, we have met the enemy and he is us. You know, we the people are in control, just as they were, though, in ancient times. And they let their vote be destroyed by the whole process of total democratization. You know, this one man, one vote to the extreme where everybody had a right to vote, but what happened was people were voting to take away other people's rights, you see?
Yep, voting for negative reasons.
Well, yeah, but you see, once the welfare crowd from overseas, from within, once we degenerate into a Guinea society, what happens is people then form special interest groups, and then the special interest groups call upon the politicians, the spineless jellyfish, who then in turn do the legislating. And what they do is they vote to take away that which you have earned. So we today are not a saver nation. We are a debtor nation. We are not an industrious nation as we once were. We are being taxed out of existence. And despite the story about George Bush cutting taxes, we know that he's increased government and the cost of government by a number of points, probably by double or triple. What we've seen is a massive increase in non-defense spending in the last 4 years of this administration. So we haven't seen any real conservative alternative, as you point out. It's been Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Well, we had the Constitutional Party.
Absolutely, and I voted for Mr. Peruca.
Yeah, well, I did too, but, you know, ours is kind of like a drop in the bucket, I believe. Romans actually, were they able to vote? I'm not, you know, really.
Well, they did, and that's the whole thing, is right to the end they were voting, but they were outnumbered. The people who worked, the middle class was being destroyed, and they were outnumbered by all of the barbarians from without and from within who moved in and then took up residence and started voting. We've got that today. We've got illegals voting. We know that.
Yeah,
we've got them forging
dead
documents.
Dead people.
Well, yeah, we had here in Rhode Island, we had they wanted to be able to look to some form of identification before you go out and register and before you vote. And the American Civil Liberties Union said you can't do that. That would discourage people from voting. No kidding. That's the whole point. The people who should not be voting, who are not citizens, are voting. And that's the whole point, you see?
Well, been lots of years there, but our voting system, you know, with women's suffrage, that was licked, as far as I was concerned, you know, toward socialism.
Uh-huh.
No,
well, you know, that's not wrong what you're saying. You know, you realize that women, some people would say were considered property. I say no, they were considered to be under the domain of their husband. Their family was unified. It wasn't divided as it is today. You know, the husband represented the family. He represented them in all matters.
Well,
and I don't think that was necessarily the most evil thing, do you?
No. Well, it's a. Well, I don't know exactly how to explain it, but women in general, exceptions noted out there, they value security above freedom, and the majority of them don't seem to be too picky about which quarter it comes from.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that. We've got a local caller up here back home where I did the local program, and he would call it the feminist state and the nanny state, and what's happening is just exactly what you said. The feminization of the nation through that vote.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct.
Well, that's about all I've got.
Wayne, thank you for your call, my friend. Good to hear your voice on this program. And you can do the same out there, ladies and gentlemen. We've just read the story of Honoria, ancient Rome, and applied to modern political and social society today, our country, by the pen of Taylor Caldwell and, of course, Dan Smoot, who encapsulated this report in his broadcast in the 1960s. As I said, he was from Dallas, Texas. Many of you probably remember him. Well, you know, he brought up all of this and added to the commentary when he said, so long as Rome remained Rome, patriotic, proud, virtuous, and healthy, she remained a strong and powerful nation. When she became internationalistic, underwriting the economics of other nations, permitting her rulers to become dictators, enmesh herself with the problems of aliens, and then taxed her own people to support those aliens, Rome began to die. Let's go back to the phones. Gene in Texas, hello there.
How do you do? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yes, I'd like to find out how I could get that summarization of the story you just read in the form you just read it on Honoria.
Okay, I'll tell you what, I'll try to get it copied, and maybe I'll offer it and give an address in the near future on this broadcast where you can write in and get your free copy.
That would be great.
All you have to do is just send postage, all right? I'll tell you how you can do that soon, all right?
I would really appreciate that. And I would just like to make one other comment, if I may.
You certainly may.
I'd like to let everybody ring the alert bell on the ADL hate crimes law that they're trying to push through, that everybody needs to call their representatives and get on the stick right away about this thing and try to put the brakes on it. It's important that we stop these folks at ADL from what they're doing. I think that would at least plug up one of the holes in the dike.
Now, where is the legislation now? It's in the Senate, right?
Yes, I believe
and the House.
In the House. And if you call the Senate, that's 87. Well, their switchboard is 877-762-8762, and they can get to their representative from that number there.
And the bill is known specifically under what name? Do you know?
It's going to be the H.R. 259 Hate Laws Bill.
H.R. 259.
Hate Laws Crimes, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been reading about it. I just didn't expect to talk about it specifically tonight. But,
well,
yes, that...
Yeah, it's something needs to be done, though, because they're trying to push it through now.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, it's interesting, but I was listening to a local broadcast the other day here, and I heard the minister talk about what happened in Philadelphia, I believe, recently. And I don't know if you're familiar with it, but what happened was there was an arrest made of protesters, and these protesters were primarily religious people, Christian people, and what they were doing was protesting against homosexual marriages, and they were arrested for doing so, and they have been supposedly charged with hate crime or hate speech because they quoted from the Old Testament. This is where America is right now. It's getting that bad, my friend.
That's very alarming. They're pretty much eviscerating our Constitution and our Bill of Rights up there in the Hill right now, and everybody needs to wake up to it and put a stop to it.
Yes, sir, you're right. Absolutely, and I will encourage all of our listeners, and I know there are thousands of you out there listening, to do something now, and that is the squeaky wheel gets the grease. If they don't hear from you, they don't care. Quite frankly, as the caller says, they'll be just whistling for the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, which is one of the most dangerous, I believe, organizations in America today, because while it pretends to be preaching tolerance, it actually is creating tyranny in our nation. Thank you for your call.
100%. Thank
yes,
you very
sir.
Much.
Thank you. All right. We'll offer this Honoria copy in the not-too-distant future, and... what we'll do is we'll have you just, if you wanted to, just pay for the postage or send an envelope. We'll tell you how to do that in the future, but not right now because we have to prepare it. Okay, I believe we have Russ in, is it Russ in Texas? Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
Well, good evening, Rick.
Good evening to you, sir.
Yeah, wonderful show.
Thank you.
I listened to the show last night with the Free Press.
Christopher Bullen.
Yeah, that was just, that was awful.
He's so informative and informed, isn't he?
Well, Bullen is, I hate to say this, but it's the truth, and I don't hate to speak the truth, but people don't realize I put Bullen and the rest of those writers over there at the American Free Press on the same plateau as Gary Webb.
Uh-huh.
Because they're speaking about things, they're really putting their lives in jeopardy. It's sad that when you're out here speaking the truth and exposing the criminal element in this country at the highest levels and
yes.
lowest levels, and you're only abiding by the law. I mean, they're exercising their First Amendment. That these people that they literally are putting their lives.
No, you're absolutely right. They're taking courageous steps. Absolutely, they are.
And now, I just want to real briefly expand on something I heard Dwayne mention earlier about
yes.
women. You know, we're not being chauvinistic by mentioning these things because I heard Michelle Malkin.
Yes.
Interview on another show, and it was just absolutely ridiculous to hear some of the things that was coming out of this lady's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and here she's talking about for the sake of the security of this country, and I'm paraphrasing, I really don't want to quote her word for word because I don't want anyone to associate her ignorance or her ignorance with me. But, you know, paranoia and the things that she spewed out that day, I heard her, it was unreal. And this is supposed to be an intelligent woman. But I agree with Dwayne. For the most part, you got a lot of women out there who will listen to a person like Michelle Moykin espouse these views and believe, well, you know what? She's absolutely right to keep the terrorists out of the country. And God only knows the terrorists are right here in this country, running this country. You know that. Right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one of the points that Dan Smoot ended on here when he talked about who were Honoria's real enemies. Were they from without or within? Well, as he says, the enemies of ancient Rome came from within. And our enemies, primarily all of you out there, we have to admit it. We have to understand our greatest enemies are from within.
And by the way, Rick, you know that book, The Rise and Fall of Rome?
Yeah.
Did you ever get a chance to just gloss or glance through that book?
Surely.
Another reason why Rome fell is because she extended herself so far around
the world. Well, that's part of the militarism, you see.
And got so overextended that not only did she fall from within, but with everything so, spread out and saturated all over the place, that also led to the demise of Rome. But, the decadence, because, the Christians, they were preaching the truth there, and that went against the government, and that became part of their entertainment to put the Christians out there and kill them and persecute them, Isn't that the direction that it seems our government is going?
Yes, sir.
You know, with this recent ruling there in Philadelphia.
Yes.
It's pretty scary, Rick, but we've got to endure, and we got to keep standing up. We got to be steadfast here because
absolutely.
We know that these things are going to happen. Got a lot of wicked people out there, and what's so sad and I think probably frightful and fearful for a lot of people is they know, the ones who truly know the Bible and the scriptures, they know that the devil or satanic people,
yes,
they never go away, Rick.
They keep coming back.
They're relentless, Rick. And when they come back, they usually come back seven times stronger.
Yep.
But we got to be relentless.
Absolutely.
And so, I'm praying for, the good people to step up, and it really don't take very many. I mean, the Christians in Rome were a minority, but they were a thorn to those evil leaders in Rome at that time, and they exposed a lot. John the Baptist was one individual, but he was a thorn.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't take much. We got RBN here. We got American Free Press. We got Rick Adams. We got others, who are doing a fine job out here. We got to pray.
Mm-hmm.
We got to be steadfast. We can't,
absolutely.
We can't give in to fear of man. And Rick, I didn't really mean to get off on the tangents there, but I just want to.
You're speaking very articulately, Ronnie.
What Dwayne was saying, because a lot of people out there listening will try to twist what he was saying.
No.
But the evidence is very clear, and sad to say, Michelle Moykin is being manipulated.
Well,
like
these are the people like her that, get the limelight, get all of the coverage, get all of the mainstream respectability, if you will.
And no doubt she's being greased with a few greenbacks
under
the table. I know she probably doesn't talk too much. That doesn't scare her that much. But
well, you compare, Rodney, the Michelle Moykins and these people today and the Karen Hughes and so forth with the people like Taylor Caldwell, who wrote this novel. Now, she was a strong lady, and she was a very wise lady, and the Phyllis Schlafly's of this world,
people
like that who are committed to the truth and who are very strong in their ways. They're not perfect. Nobody is. But I'd rather have these women than those women any day in positions of public influence.
Well, but they need somebody, a support group, and that would be people like you and me and others, good people out here speaking up.
I mean, we are, and we're growing.
People out there on the firing line and leave them out there. without some people on the side, some people in the front, some people there in the back to support them, because you know, there's a lot of evil people out there that with and you know, I hate this. I don't want to say I hate to, but the ADL, I question their agenda. I mean, you know, ever since I heard that they came out in strong support of a guy who took pleasure in saying that he adored Adolf Hitler in Arnold Schwarzenegger, and even went as far as to slap millions of dollars into his you know, coffers to support him, that right there let me know that that group has an agenda that's evil. So it's,
you bet they do.
I'll wrap it up on that.
Hey, Rodney, thank you for your call. Good call.
Look forward to your next show.
I like you very much because you speak from the heart. That's for sure. And those are our callers right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams. Be back in just a few.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
For the final few minutes here on tonight's broadcast, we're here every night, 9 to 10 o'clock Central Time. Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. And the program is called Uncensored, Radio Free America. The last callers brought up some great points, and certainly we need to be mindful of groups like the Anti-Defamation League. And you can go to their website, by the way, on the web, and check them out. I do that from time to time, and I see what their latest spin and hatred might be. And as I said, they certainly pretend to be interested in ending hatred and bigotry and intolerance, and all of those things are good goals. But unfortunately, they wind up promoting more hatred, intolerance, and bigotry if you look at what they're really all about and what they're really proposing and how these bills, like the so-called hate crimes bill, working its way to eventual passage unless we stop it in the Congress, is all about. Ted Kennedy, one of the prime sponsors of this bill, and others, of course, trying to jam it down the throats of the American people. And what we need is less government, more individual freedom, more state sovereignty to deal with issues that are primarily local issues, not federal. So you see, to sum up what we've been reading tonight, the story of Honoria, we have failed. Our nation has failed. Failed to do what, Rick? Well, it's failed to live up to its own heritage. The Pilgrims, for all of their faults, were stern people who believed in God. And they sacrificed themselves for their faith. We have sacrificed our faith for ourselves. That's the difference, isn't it? See, as we've become materialistic and greedy and avaricious and interested in pensions, interested in will I collect that fortune before I die, those are the attitudes that bring down a country, I'm afraid. There are many good people, even patriots, many conservatives, who unfortunately have been entrapped by the same allure. You see, by the same issues of the flesh. See, this is a spiritual battle, not a physical battle. This war will be won by God Almighty and Jesus Christ on that day when he returns. And he's coming with a sword, not a tulip, remember. But we are involved in a spiritual battle. So if we're going to fight the devil and the ADL types and all of these other extremist groups, then we have to do it with spiritual truth and prayer and determination and fasting and all of these good things, right? I think we can all agree on that. We have our differences, our sects, our own particular divisions in various religions, but we all have the central figure in all of that and the truth that is the Word. And the Word is the truth. If we depart from that and we don't fight the battle of faith on faithful principles, we might as well throw in the towel because we don't have the numbers. We're a small group. Truth is small. It's precious. Narrow is the road, remember, to truth, to eternal truth, and to him. But broad is the road to damnation, and many there be that find it. So that's my message for tonight. This has been a fabulous program, as every program is. And remember, support Republic Broadcasting. This network is a beacon in the wilderness, and it needs your support. Not just financially, but prayerfully as well. We're here because God has given us this opportunity, and John Stadtmiller and the whole gang here have been just tremendous people. So thank you for being with us tonight. Tomorrow night we'll be back, and some guests coming up. Don't miss out. Tomorrow night, same time, same station, as they say. I'm Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. And your radio avenger will talk to you tomorrow night, God willing, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See you then, and remember, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.